Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta to Yankee, Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello there. My name is Lola Ajima. What you're about to hear is an outcome of a question that I've had spinning in my head for quite a while. In a time like this, where so much is thought, said, and done on behalf of women's rights, you would think that we, as women, would support each other even more. This is probably also true in many cases, but not always. You still experience women talking bad about each other, being scared of each other, seeing each other as rivals for jobs, romantic relationships, friendship, parenting, calling each other slutty, bitch, bad mother, etc. It's like it's a big competition. I remember when I was younger, I was always very jealous of my boyfriend's female friends. There was always things that they did better than me, whether it was sports, music, cooking, philosophy, you name it. And I was scared that this particular thing that I wasn't the best at would be the one thing that my boyfriend would find me inadequate on and therefore leave me. Of course it is a quite innocent thing, but I remember that I was quite burdened by it in my youth, until the day it struck me. Why don't I see these women as treasures of knowledge for myself, and not just as competitors? I don't want to point fingers at women. On the opposite, I want to shed light on the stories that aren't nice to tell, or very nice to listen to, maybe. I have read a little about Desmond Tutu's thoughts about reconciliation and peace, where he says that the truth, even how ugly it is so important if we really want peace. They have to be told, and they have to be heard. And I thought that the radio medium could serve as a beautiful mean, as a contribution to women's reconciliation, to serve the higher purpose of peace and equality. The radio could be a place to tell these stories, to tell the truth, and also a place to be forgiven by listeners. I imagine like the old days confessionals in churches, where the two parts don't see each other, but the one is there to tell the truth, the ugly truth, mostly, and the other one is there to forgive. So this program, it's a kind of a social action, where we are all active participants. I was also inspired by the Buddhist doctrine about karma, that says that karma, whether bad or good, is created by three means: action, talk, and thoughts. So I looked for stories in these three categories, and I found all three. It wasn't easy. Women are not very much inclined to tell these stories. I actually made a kind of open call for stories, but no one volunteered. The stories that I present here are found on the internet, rebuilt in an artistic way. So, my project has a double purpose: to share these stories that are difficult to tell, because they are not beautiful or flattering in any way, and to forgive these women, not to accept, but to be aware, remember, and then do, talk, and think differently. So, dear listener, welcome into three women's stories. I hope you will forgive them.
She...
She was sitting at her desk, but had often to accompany customers down the long halls to find the right offices. We're talking about good, well-paying customers here. It was her first day at work. I had hired her based on the online application she'd made. Stanford University. Not bad. We only wanted the best here. She was wearing the dress we had given her. A silk shirt and a short skirt. But something caught my eye.
You can't wear those.
I pointed to her shoes. Flat, black, plain.
Why on earth had she shown up in those?
You have to wear heels or we're going to send you home.
She looked at me like she had never heard such a thing before.
Cow eyes. You could believe that she was a dyed blonde with that stupid face she put on.
I'm sorry.
Little princess.
Yes, we have expectations here. I'm serious.
She pointed to a male colleague that was standing just beside us. He was wearing flat, smart shoes. Why he was allowed when she wasn't.
Ridiculous. He's a man. Why should he wear high heels?
I was starting to think that I had hired a moron.
Don't get hysterical.
She was even a plus size. I made a mental note to self to ask for a full body photo next time and not just a portrait.
It was even written in the online application. A criteria was that she would be dressed representable. It was beyond my comprehension that she would disagree with such a rule.
Had she no respect for the values of the company?
Don't cause a fuss now.
Such a drama queen. Militant feminist.
Listen,
little lady.
I have had so many girls who have worked for the company who just did it. There will be someone else who is quite happy to take over your role. You have the option to go and buy a pair of heels from Marks & Spencer in your lunch break. It's in 20 minutes. Else you'll have to leave without pay.
She refused!
What kind of an oversensitive, irrational girl had I hired?
You can go home now without pay.
She looked at me angrily.
What a bitch.
This is the gratitude you get when you try to help someone to advance in their career.
Good luck with finding another job.
She's cold as ice, I told him. She's hard as stone, I told him. She's masculine, I told him. She behaves like a man, I told him. She can't help it, I told him. This is her nature. It's her nature.
Don't get me wrong.
She probably has a hard life.
She has a problem with her health.
It mustn't be easy to be her. She's alone with a child. She's stressed. She is intelligent. She's very hardworking.
I'm scared of her.
She has many conflicts.
I told him.
She has a temper.
I told him.
She's angry. She's choleric.
I told him.
Her colleagues don't like her.
I told him.
She talks down to them.
I told him.
She thinks that she knows better.
I told him.
She likes to be right. She likes to rule.
I told him.
I told him. People find her controlling. She likes to argue.
I told him. Like your ex-wife.
I told him.
I told him.
I told him.
Like me better. Love me more. Love me more. Love me more. She's just his type. Blonde. Sporty. Strong.
Not like me.
Independent. Tanned. Fit.
Frightening.
She likes bad guys, strong men with big muscles, so she can fight.
She didn't say no,
he said.
This is my secret.
Everything so clearly. It was my own fault. My dress was too short. I had too much makeup on. I was dancing too provocative. It was me saying yes to that drink. It was me saying yes to go outside. It was me saying yes to a cigarette in the alley. It was me. Me. It was me. Did I say no? I didn't say properly, no. It was my own fault. Thank you.
end of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.